rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks to you at home for joining me this hour. Don't blink, you might be divine. I want to give a special shout out to @KnowingJay on Twitter for suggesting this week's topic. Thank you, @KnowingJay. Today we're going to touch on the fifth dimension. What the fuck am I talking about? Yeah, well, we're going to talk about my interpretations of dimensions in general and how soon we should be focusing our energy on getting there. So you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun podcast. Thank you for listening. I sat on my bed about 10 years ago, right before I decided to harm myself that fateful day or week, whatever, I can't remember it, but in addition, a few weeks later, I also dropped out of college 10 years ago as well. I asked God at that time to give me a sign. I remember it very distinctly. I was sitting on my bed with my arms and my legs crossed, and I asked him to give me a sign because that is all I understood about spirituality at that point. I was not sure of who I was as a black gay man back then, so when I look back, it was all trivial, of course. I often go through experiences that serve to teach me a lesson. And that's a lesson in and of itself, being like, why is life so hard sometimes? Sometimes life is the lesson. But really, sometimes it's a lesson and nothing else. It just serves no other purpose than to teach you something. At that time, I was at the end of my rope. So I was mandated, or not me. So I mandated who I considered God at the time to show me who he was. Since then, I still have not found a person or even a supernatural being outside of myself who has taken even a modicum of responsibility for the perpetuation of my life. No one claims me, and no one should. And when I say no one claims me, of course, my family and my friends, you know, but who has ownership of my person? No one, and no one should. There has been one person, though, that I can point to. It's very odd to say that. And this person has never left me and has always been working on my behalf. And that person, guess who, is myself. Hey, Devon. And I've been the one sacrificing all of the energy for my higher good. Now, there are proximal resources. There are things around me that I can access to help me along on my journey. But just being who I am, you know, that's called privilege. You get things because of who you are, your skin tone, how you talk, and how the society at large perceives you that is, you know, that is a privilege that some people have and some people do not. But largely, I am the one in control, period. I fucking love that person. I don't even know who that person is. Like, I just, when I'm on social media, I just, like, glean at these memes because they're so fucking funny. But the one with the period, and everybody's saying it on TV, like, Michelle Obama's talking about some period, and everybody, yeah, it's just, like, really, and I know that that's not where that came from, but it's only becomes more popular when people perpetuate them with memes. And the one person, I think she's trans, I don't know, She just really tickles me every time she says it, because she says it every time. I'm like, I just wish I had an accent of any sort that was remotely cool. But anyway, period, I have control. And in the last few months, I have become resolved, basically, in the fact that, let me take a sip of my coffee. ASMR. I have become resolved in the fact that human consciousness has been corrupted to ensure that we always believe that God is external to us. Help is external. Aliens are coming. The world is ending. Space is a void. Nature is mute. We are shit. We are going to hell if we don't follow the rules. Our purpose is to survive. Only the fittest will carry on their genetic code. Isn't that a fucking cold-ass view of the world? It's counterintuitive. It's truly counterintuitive. It doesn't... If you think about how you do things, how you would do things as, like, a child or a baby or without any social conditioning, it's opposite of everything you would do as just a natural-born human. And that's fine, too, because there's nothing, you know, no one's path is wrong and all that crazy jazz. But I invite you today, and I invite you, audience, and specifically at Knowing Jay, because he asked, very handsome black man on Twitter, when they ask for something, I tend to give them it. But I invite you today to consider something new, a new set of ideas that declare our inherent purpose is not to fucking survive. Survival in a vacuum seems like a logical concept. But I'm here to tell you that my gut is saying that that's simply not true. And it's prompted by at Knowing Jay's question, because I believe wholeheartedly in a lot of conspiracy theories around what the true nature of our reality is. I believe that there is an ulterior motive of some sort. I hope to uncover that in the future, but maybe, maybe we'll uncover something. But also, in this journey of conspiracy theorizing, I found a few blessings in disguise. And mainly, the biggest blessing is the fact that when I focus within, I'm noticing cycles and patterns. And I'm noticing things that have always been there, but I'm just, like, putting them, put two and two together. And that is why I'm saying that nature in a vacuum seems logical, but my gut is telling me that's simply not true, because nature is a part of the cycles and the patterns of life. Everything has a pattern, and survival is just one of those fractions, you know, one of those parts of that pattern. And if we strive for balance, which is, like, the fucking point of everything, we need to become the observers and the creators of universes, not the cogs in the machine. We're not just, like, little, like, ants in a fucking anthill or whatever the fuck. And I want to be clear, like, we're not trying to be the creator, because there's no way that we can be the creator and be a part of the creator, like, or it is all the same thing. So we're not trying to be bigger or more creative than any other being, but we do have an active part to play. Duh. So movement, you know, to so I think movement seems like a more purposeful use of our organic matter, of our bodies. Movement in all directions, forever. The implication of that being death is just as important as life. So survival of the fittest being our sole purpose seems to break down as a logical idea. So I wanted to get that out the way. I've been trying my best to look within, basically, and to connect with my shadow. And when I talk about the one shadow or talk about bad things, we consider the unknown bad for whatever reason. But that's the most exciting part about living is the things you don't know. Duh. Like, that's why the center of the sun is, like, we're trying to illuminate our shadows. And we know, just based on how the universe is set up, that we will never get to the place where we know everything. So just, like, try your fucking best and we'll get there eventually, because there is a singularity at some point. But I've been trying to connect with my shadow, or all the things that I do not know. I encourage you to do the same. But so your shadow is all the things that you are not conscious of, but are still there within your consciousness. So I've witnessed, so I know I have a shadow, or I know I have a set of things that I know, but I can't articulate, because I've witnessed superficial instances of self-diagnosis of all kinds of illnesses. And I mainly noticed this phenomena of self-diagnosis in a hospital setting. People who falsely claim sicknesses strike me as very odd and kind of crazy, because anytime I've fallen sick, my mood has always been squarely discontented, you know, with those healthier than myself. I would never wish the horror of illness on anyone, even for money, because I'm just dramatic. You know, I'm just like, oh my God, woe is me. Who in their right mind would choose to come to a hospital setting and fake an illness? Things only feel horrible, I guess. That's why I'm so dramatic, because my norm has shifted in that moment to a stomach or headache, whatever it is. And because I'm generally okay, I'm pissed off because I'm annoyed that I'm sick. But anyway, that's why I'm dramatic. I bring this up to say that when I approach people, specifically in normal interactions, I can't help but self-diagnose myself, or whatever I'm trying to say. I can't help but claim a form of mental disorder or something milder, like autism, or like some sort of like thing where my brain just isn't made for this reality, or it's made for another dimension, or it's perceiving higher dimensions. That's what I think autism is in some people. Anyway. And I just had this in the back of my mind, like, Devon, you might have like some sort of like mild autism or something. I don't know. I think I have a brain that just doesn't connect with this reality like it does for other people. That's why I asked God to show me 10 years ago on my bed with my arms and my legs crossed, to show me who he was, because that was a trying time for me. I was desperate. Something at that time prohibited me from having normal interactions with others. Something made me feel abnormal and continues to do so 100% of the time. And that feeling is slowly subsiding, thank God, but it still happens to this day. I often feel like my feelings and emotions are too strong for small talk. Like, it's so fucking annoying. I literally went on a date and somebody asked me about my religion. And then I told him about my views on religion, as you can glean from this show, are very extreme to the mainstream. And he proceeded to, I don't know, ignore what I was saying. Why would you ask somebody about the religion? Oh, because you assume that everyone... Oh, okay, got it. My opinions are too bold for formal settings. That's fine, too. Just don't ask me into a formal setting. If you know me in real life, you know my personality on this podcast is actually toned down, because there's not another person here to turn me up. If you know me in real life, I'm turned up all the time. So I can't even hold water. I am loud. I am opinionated. I am confident. I am vain. I am extremely a lot. And that's fine because I love myself and I'm not going to change for anybody. But if you ask me out on a date, then surprise that I have opinions just because I'm a light-skinned person. Yeah, that's offensive to me because you never assumed I had a brain in the first place. Anyway, my social interactions are just as intense internally, meaning I experience a cascade of biological signals just like anyone else does, anxiety, inflammation, all that good stuff, as I experience that just as much as I experience an external signal. Word vom, excitement, perceived aggression, sweating. It's an art, you know? It's also a drug. Because ultimately, I enjoy the experience of sensing other humans. Even if it's a bad experience, I like it. I have adventures and epics of thought when I talk to others, you know? It's like, even typing it out is odd because it's like, this is a bad imitation of like of human intimacy. Like, it is amazing. I enjoy connecting on this two-way street of a soul. Well, my bad for assuming width of the thoroughfare, but... you know, I always assume most people, if I keep sharing my thoughts, drift off into their own concerns and pleasantries. That two-way street becomes a ditch. Their eyes glaze over, and then it becomes a hole, and then I'm mad. Then I'm asking myself, how dare I be minimized? Why did you even ask me a question you never intended on hearing the answer? Who am I to you? Woo! Chile. This descended quickly. Why do I feel offended all of a sudden? No, I'm not mad. Well, yes, I am. But knowing me, it would all dissipate quickly. Anyway, I'm talking to myself. My point is that I need the world to understand that I'm a grown-ass man at knowing Jay. I think, you know, I don't think at any point do people realize that adult man is just that, an adult male, and has all the rights and responsibilities of an adult male. I don't know. I have an entire brain and body to maintain. This maintenance is not a task that should be taken lightly. Necessary for me to make decisions daily that perpetuate my life for as long as possible. Survival. Ooh, feels good. It's important, of course, but that's not the only important thing, though. When I interact with people, or if I interact with you at Knowing Jay, it's not because I necessarily want to do so. Well, yes, it is. Knowing Jay, sorry. It is because I want to do so, but human interaction is not only because of volition. It's mainly because of our biology and that of our planet, we are connected. We can't help it. We can't help the fact that we must interact with each other, even over the internet. And it's really odd to do, but that's why we feel compelled to do it. Because it's like, and that's why the mode and the method of doing so is so easy and free. And it's a public work because it's just intuitive that humans interact, and a lack thereof is detrimental to our survival. Like in I almost said iRobot. What am I trying to say? What's Will Smith's movie with the at the end of the world? I don't know, but it's detrimental to your survival. It makes you go crazy, but survival is not our only concern. That's the reason that prompted this whole question at Knowing Jay, because I'm pretty sure you're like, how do we perpetuate? How do we get to the next level? How do we become better than who we are? Or is it possible? Well, I beg connection to self in order to find the answer. A lack thereof is detrimental to my survival here and in other planes of existence. So we know that we have to survive as beings, but it's not our only concern, because if we are striving for balance, like death and life, like they're just opposites of each other, so we have to let go of the survival of the fittest. Okay, then we have to let go of the fact that like our connection to other people is like mutually exclusive. So, and even if we are in a society, we still have like rights and responsibilities and our own personal rights and responsibilities and ethics to maintain. But that's not our only concern. Then we know that we are connected to other people, but that is, and a lack thereof is detrimental to our survival, but we can't focus solely on that connection, connection to self. We also know that a lack thereof is detrimental to our existence, because here we are in the world trying to figure out why is R. Kelly and Kevin Hart, and like, why are all these people, like, why are they more successful by hurting other people? And then I come to the realization, prompted by your question at Knowing Jay, all decisions, trivial or otherwise, are those of my own volition. Even those falling outside of my volition, at some point fell within the purview of my volition or my choices. Therefore, 100% of my thoughts and actions are of my own decision. I have no other choice but to think of it that way. For some reason, I don't know, because no one is going to save us but ourselves. No one's going to save me but me. I think that's why at Knowing Jay, you prompted this question. Because it's something that I think everybody, and we're just programmed to think about all the time. How are we going to perpetuate our humanness? Naturally, we go to the internet and YouTube, and everyone's talking about aliens, the fifth dimension. It's coming. Here we go. Or we go to church. Jesus, you know, Jesus is coming. Like, here we go. Get your house in order. Like, get ready. You know, all that kind of stuff. But I just keep coming to my gut, and I'm like, I don't think nobody gonna save us but us at Knowing Jay. And I'm grateful for the life that I've been given. Like, I think you are too, because you don't participate in the bullshit of Twitter. You go about your day and you tag people that you want to tag, and you talk about what you want to talk about, and you move along. You don't fight with nobody. I never saw you cuss somebody out. I never saw you share nothing, nobody get murdered. I never saw you share nothing about Nicki Minaj. I heard you share about people that you like. And so I'm assuming that you enjoy your life to a good extent, because you're not traumatizing strangers on the internet. So I'm like, at a base level, that's how we know we connect. And I don't believe we have been given this time on this planet to linger, because no one's coming. Like, we're not waiting for nothing. We're like here as active creators. But like any other being stuck in a dense ass biological suit, we're begging to be free, because we know from our esoteric energy part 1 through 3 series, we know that our bodies are multiple parts, or we are multiple bodies within one institution. I don't even know how to explain it. Our person is comprised of multiple bodies. Our souls require freedom, but there are rules to being in a physical body, and I intend on finding out what those rules are. So no decision I make is perceived by me as bad. That is another realization that I've come to, because I perceive my actions as merely breaking of a rule, but completely within the realm of possibility. So how can it be bad within, you know, whatever. So as supreme beings, how can that be bad, basically? We should be able to understand that all decisions fall within the realm of possibility and fall within the realm of nature and the cycles of nature. So what is bad? In pursuit of freedom, one can only use the tools attached to the soul. And those tools, look down at yourself. That's your body. And that's basically, you're a supercomputer. At Knowing Jay and the audience at large, you are a supercomputer. And for some reason, because of the way we're taught in school, we are told otherwise. But we know from our esoteric energy system series here on Center of the Sun, if you listen to it, we are antennas, receivers, and we're an entire laboratory within our body. Trial and error are our inherent nature. We must experiment. So at Knowing Jay, thank you for asking the question about the fifth dimension, because it's actually a pretty important question. And hard facts, unfortunately, can only be verified by intuition. And I say unfortunately because we rely so heavily on the fact-finding process that we forget that we are supercomputers and that our intuition is normally right first. And then we verify it. You know, like when something clicks, it clicks. Like, I'm a musician. I don't know anything about math. Formally, math is not my strong suit. But when it clicks, it clicks. Music is math. When I hear a harmony, it makes sense to me. And your feelings, my feeling, you know, like when you get goosebumps or something, those feelings are not just side effects of hearing music. No. That's your brain. That's like your brain and your body having a response to harmony. For example, at Knowing Jay, like, say if you're good at math, if you, when you see numbers that work together, you just know. For some reason, you just know it works together. And then the teacher says, this is how you do it, and this is why it's right. And you're like, duh, I got it. Like, I got that, like, 2 steps ago. When you see numbers, you know they're right. When your intuition knows first, then your logic steps in. That's the same thing for art. You know when colors look good together. Then in art class, you're given the tools and the wheel, the color wheel and all this shit to help you articulate your point. But you know at the back of your mind, you were right. Or you knew that already. Or if you didn't know it already, it came to you very quickly and easily. And it's like you forgot and now you remember. You can call that intuition. You can call that intuition emotions. Emotions are they themselves a separate esoteric energy system. They're a separate body. Emotions are a part of that esoteric system, and your intuition right now is telling you whether or not I'm right or wrong. So you don't have to believe me. You can just verify it with your own intuition based on your facts. Am I right or wrong? Am I in the right direction? Because you can't verify, you can't say for sure if I'm right or wrong, because how do you know? You don't know, but you can intuit a direction of good or bad, or energy of good or bad, or of positive or negative, whatever it is. Listen to your body, basically. That's the point I'm trying to make. Listen to your body. Personally, my feelings and thoughts can be separated. That's like my superpower. Compartmentalization is my superpower. I can separate anything from my thoughts and like have a great time and not even worry about it. We do it all the time. Our emotional body can interact with higher dimensions too. So at Knowing Jay, that's where I'm leading with this discussion, because I feel like we're given a sense that like there's a spaceship or like a portal, or, well, there is a portal. There's a spaceship or like a doorway or some sort of like mechanism that doesn't already exist. We also are given, I'm assuming that people are telling us that dimensions are a place and it's not. So my interpretation of a dimension and the fifth dimension is basically dimensions are additional aspects of reality that are unseen with our present set of tools or our present body. So we have 2 eyes, 2 ears, a mouth, nervous system. We have all these things. We have ears, you know, we have senses of all kinds. We have third eye, all that kind of stuff. That's our present set of tools. I hear a lot of people talking because that's where I started. I started off talking about ancient aliens, talking about inner earth theories, talking about all kind of things. We hear in all of that noise, we're hearing a lot of people talking about going somewhere, shifting to, you know, moving towards, shifting to a different place. And I think that there is nowhere to go. I think that intuitively, we know there is a place to go, but that place is inside of us. And it's hard. I heard it explained yesterday. It's like, imagine going home, but your house is like the airport or something. You know, it's like your house, like, imagine trying to go, like, you know, you don't want to be there. You want to obviously be out of there. You want to leave. It's busy. It's messy. It's not easy to navigate. You know, there's all these things. And that's our consciousness. I think Seven Bomar explained it like that. Like, of course, naturally, you want to escape that place. But that's where all the activity is. That's literally where the answers are, is inside of us. And the fact that you want to leave, not you personally, not want to leave, but the fact that we are, there's a trend of leaving, you know, Earth, or leaving our body, you know, external. There's a focus on external, our external being, that I want to challenge. That's what I'm challenging today. The dimensions that exist externally also exist internally. So if you're trying to get to another dimension, or try to access another set of tools, or try to expand your current reality, because of your biology, you literally cannot leave the earth. So there is no way to come outside of your body. So the only way to experience the fifth dimension, as we know from the patterns of nature, what exists externally also exists internally. There is no way to leave the earth or leave this reality. So you have to go within, because there is a portal. We do have tools of the pineal gland and all that kind of stuff. We have the tools. Our bodies are set up. We have advanced biological tools at our disposal. These tools, via the pineal gland, allow us and you, Nat Knowing Jay specifically, because you asked, to access the higher dimension in a safe way. Because I'm like, they tell us that space is cold in a vacuum. Well, I don't know what space is, but I know it's not Earth, and it's not fun. Not, like, inviting. That's why you have to be a light being, you know, you have to have all these conditions that have to be met. And we could continue. So there are ways to access higher dimensions, because we've done it in real life. Quantum computing and stuff, that's another set of tools. Like, how can a particle be a wave how can light be a wave and a particle at the same time? Those kind of things, though, that is the fifth dimension. The expansion of our reality, of the tools and the rules that guide our reality, that expansion, that's evidence that we've already shifted. So we can continue smashing little particles together. Because when we do that in the Hadron Collider, I remember when they were first building it, there was always a threat of annihilation via black hole. Because we were like, what happens when we smash our particles together and we create a singularity? Then we, through that singularity, there, we don't know what happens past that. That's another dimension. We don't know what's going to happen. We could, like, go away in an instant. So before we get into what the higher dimension, what is in the higher dimension, I don't want to, like, get into all that. Have you ever considered why you want to go there? Where did the idea come from? What's drawing you? Is the idea authentic, or is it socialization? Are you sure that is where you would like to invest your energy? Because Center of the Sun does believe in aliens. I haven't experienced aliens. I have not seen them. I have not heard them or anything. But I do believe that there are probably beings living right amongst us. Because our ears, eyes, and other senses are only equipped for this dimension. That's why I'm like, we can't leave. There's nowhere to go. You can't get out of your body unless you can get in your body, but you can't get out of your body. The only way out is in, if you catch my drift. We do not have the ability to perceive anything else. Now, our perception is much more vast than we recognize, but there is a limit to our perception. That may be for a specific reason, I would assume, because I'm the kind of person, I'm like, if you don't want to tell me something, I actually don't want to know. There's probably a reason why you don't want me to know. That might be I'm naive to the fact. But I'm like, the things that I don't know, I've been fine not knowing. I'm fine. I'm good. Because the things I do need to know, I know. And I'm willing to maximize my humanity before I seek alternative planes of existence. We haven't maximized our time here on Earth. And I feel like we got it real good. Like, we got it real good. Because that would make sense why other beings are trying to get us to compromise our position on this planet. We should try to be happy and to preserve our time here on Earth. Our position may be compromised because other beings may be trying to pull us out of our dimension for whatever reason so they can take our energy. We don't know what we don't know. We don't know why we're being drawn from our current dimension and our current planet. We have it. It's perfect here. That's the conspiracy that I see. Why are we being encouraged to destroy our planet and to leave our planet? That's like worrisome to me. And you know what? I'm not being 100% serious because it's like I do have like an actual life that just as normal as anybody else's. But how do you know what is true? We are inundated with tales of other worlds every day. Fantasy worlds, games, all that kind of stuff. My intuition tells me, though, I'm obsessed with sci-fi. I'm obsessed with a dystopian, post-apocalyptic sci-fi thriller. I just watched, what's his face? Io. There's another one on Netflix with the black man. I'm like, hell yes, sign me up. I'll take two. But my intuition tells me not to abandon this world we're in right now. A distant future of a distant future of a dystopian, post-apocalyptic, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. It seems distant. It seems illogical and far away. That's why I like it. But according to a bunch of people and YouTube and all these people, all these fucking hoteps and shit, I'm seeing that they're right. So it's safe to assume they've been right about a lot of things so far. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe if they're trying to predict the future, maybe they'll be right too. But there's one thing, that there's an elephant in the room. There's a solar event coming in 2020 that it's like, it's going to irradiate us. Better get your life together. See, it's like these ideas that I'm like very wary of. Like, oh my God, the world's ending. Like, oh my God, like no. The world will never end. Like, the earth is a being in and of itself. And I don't think... And just like us, survival is important. Not the most important, but it's important. So I don't think the world is going to end. I don't think aliens are coming for us. I don't think, you know, I'm just like, my gut is being, you know, it's just like when Y2K was hitting. I was a child then, but my mom was always like, we could save water, but we could also just like pray. Or we could also like alternate, you know, like we could also like not worry about the end of the world. And because if it's the end of the world, it doesn't fucking matter. So, you know, like you should just live and let live. And that's what I'm feeling. It's like, if there's a higher dimension, like we can't access it anyway. If the world's ending, it doesn't fucking matter. In the last 2 years, I've had some odd experiences. So I'm just not... So, you know, I don't know what the fuck we should expect, but I personally feel like this shift is already happening. In the last 2 years, I've had various experiences with ghosts. I've meditated, all this kind of stuff. I have all kinds of senses, new senses popping up. My connection with intuition is something that I want to continue exploring. I think that is the Holy Grail. I think that is the dimension that we need to focus on, is the dimension, probably a fifth dimension within ourselves. And who's to say At, oh yeah, the biggest question at Knowing Jay. Who's to say we are not already in the fifth dimension? That's another thing. I'm like, oh my God, like we could be already there, but we're being told that we're not. So we'd never even push it. We never ever start to see what it is because we probably already sense it. That's why we're asking about it. Because I'm like, we didn't know. We don't know nothing about it. Another dimension. But where did this language come from? Where did the, you know, all this stuff come from? So that's why my dumbass and my infinite wisdom went out and bought tarot cards, crystals, She Legit. I started a podcast trying to see if I can make myself feel better too. And I have to be careful because I'm like, do I want to escape or do I want to maximize my humanity? That's where I think we start getting into another dimension. When we start maximizing our humanity, we start pushing the limits of our body. And not of our body, like don't go climb a mountain, but like go like learn something new. Like that is maximizing your humanity, maximizing the neurons in your body, because they're not just in your head, they're in your gut, they're in your heart. It's crazy. And my emotions are at an all-time high. Thank you for asking. And I don't know how to decrease them and maintain my sanity. Because I'm like, I feel like it's important. It feels great. And I'm going to practice more divination. I'm going to start focusing on what energy surrounds me right now. When I do tarot, I don't fortune tell. I don't actually even believe that that's possible. I don't believe we have access to the fifth dimension. We don't have access to all the possible futures. Therefore, we can't see, because I don't think we have access to it because we chose not to. So we're the supreme beings. Like, we have to get back in this thing. We're the supreme beings. We chose. So we have to maximize our position of where we are in order to understand where we came from and where we're going. I encourage you to do the same, because when I practice tarot, I don't want to know what the future is. I don't want to know what I don't know. I don't want to be in a circus show. I don't want to feel like this could crumble at any minute. I want to feel secure. Do not give your energy to things outside of the present moment. That's how you prevent becoming a circus show. I don't want to know no bearded women, and like, I don't want to see no elephants and this and that. Like, I don't want a circus show. I don't even care. I don't even have time for the things that don't perpetuate my survival as a human or maximize my position right now. My intuition is telling me to live and let live right now. Only the experiences, and because I'm telling you to live and let live right now, because pretty sure we already have access to the fifth dimension. It's just, but we have to do the work of activating our pineal gland, our portals, or I don't know what it is. I don't know, but I think that's the direction. Focusing within our body is the only way that we can get there, because there's nowhere, we don't have a machine to switch our dense body. You know, we have to use our auras or our light body. We have to use our esoteric energy system to get, because our dense body, our biological suit is too dense. If you catch my drift. So, I believe that more possibilities exist that are greater than our body, our biological meat suit. We should be cautious of that before we're ready as well, because other beings, aliens, they want to take your body or your position. That is within the realm of possibility, so you should plan for it, because you may not ever get this chance again. I think our naivete, whatever the word is, I think we should cherish it, because we may not get this chance again. I encourage you to continue seeking truth. And I encourage you to lean into the feelings that make your heart well up with excitement. Be yourself. Love the things you love. Also, hate the things you hate. Hate them real bad. Because I think everybody's like, don't hate stuff. I'm like, I hate a lot of things. And that's completely fine. Your brain is configured expertly. And your soul chose you for this in all of the dimensions, and you will get to the dimension when you need to. When it's time, you will access your higher realm of existence, but you must find the purpose in this realm first. Thank you at Knowing Jay for your idea and for suggesting this week's episode. Don't blink. That's it. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Take care.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.